Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is entitled Epiphany, and it's part two of a multi-part series, and the specific message is Ready or Not. Today's message is also based on John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Let us dive into the Word today. The next day, there was a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, that's not our problem," Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." But his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Standing nearby were six stone water jars used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And the jars had been filled. When the jars had been filled, he said, "Now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies." So the servants followed his instructions. When the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, though of course the servants knew, he called the bridegroom over. "A host always serves the best wine first," he said. "Then when everybody has had a lot to drink, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you have kept the best until now." This miraculous sign at Cana in Galilee was the first time Jesus revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Amen. In my early 20s, I wanted to be a website designer and developer, as well as a business programmer. Now, to me, designing websites was like an art, and I used to create them just for fun. I had multiple sites I created, and I used to try to create them in more and more creative ways. I would write the HTML, CSS, and JavaScript code by hand in Notepad, and watch it come to life in my browser. I loved playing with, at the time, Macromedia Flash, which is now Adobe Flash, and with Photoshop to create image-rich and dynamic websites. When I was at Sussex County Community College working toward a web publishing certificate, I found a web designing company in the heart of Sussex, where I used to live, called Flying Pig Virtual Construction. Now, despite the funny name, this company had clients like Coldwell Banker and others designing and maintaining their websites and content. I remember when I had been there for about 6 months or so, my boss, John, came up to my desk and he told me that he needed me to go to one of our clients' offices and teach a class on Excel. On Excel? I barely use that program, John, I exclaimed. Anticipating that response, John put down a manual on Excel down on my desk. "Here you go," he said. "You need to be there at 9 a.m. on Friday." Friday? It was Tuesday. How was I going to pull that off? How would I possibly be ready to teach a class in a program I wasn't even confident in, and only in 3 days I had to learn it? In our scripture today, Jesus is at a wedding. He knew who he was. He knew what his call was. He had already been baptized in the Jordan. He had already picked up some disciples. But he was at a wedding. He wasn't ready to begin performing signs yet. He wanted to be in the moment, enjoy the celebration, and begin performing miraculous signs on another day. Just let that be. Let me just worry about that some other time and place. Well, His mother, knowing his potential and the urgency for her son to begin his ministry, she was having none of that. "Do as my son instructs you," she said, with the same sort of smirk my boss had when he told me I was going to teach. Now, how many of you have been there? Where you didn't feel ready. How many of you have been there where you were being asked to do something you just didn't feel ready for? Something you didn't feel up to doing. Perhaps you didn't think you were good enough to do it. Perhaps you didn't think you were qualified enough to do it. Perhaps you didn't think it was the right time to do it. But you were being asked to do something. And you just didn't feel ready. God's message to Jesus through his mother, and this is what I love about Jesus, because Jesus is both fully human, but he's also fully divine, right? So Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus is God in the flesh. And yet, Jesus is human and has the same reactions and emotions that we do. You know, at the wedding, he didn't feel ready for it. It wasn't the time, right? But God's message to Jesus through his mother was, ready or not, the time has come. Ready or not, the time has come. You are ready because I have equipped you, whether you realize it or not. Now that same message is exactly what my boss was conveying to me. I didn't think I was ready, but he knew I could teach it. Ready or not, the time has come. The same message, my friends, applies to us as the church. God has equipped us and continues to equip us to be a miraculous sign to our community of God's never-ending, all-encompassing love and presence. As such, God is going to be calling each of us, yourself included, to step up in ways we may not feel ready for, in ways we may not have anticipated. Some of us may feel too young. Some of us may feel too old. Some of us may feel too tired. Some of us may feel unequipped. Some of us may feel, that's not my job. That's his job or her job. Whatever the case may be, we just don't feel ready. But God is saying, ready or not, the time has come. The time has come for you to illuminate others with the revelation of Christ. It's time for you to expand and grow in your missional outreach. It's time for you to step out of your comfort zone, to make yourself vulnerable for Christ's sake. It's time for you to bring Christ out into the community and the culture. My friends, it's simple. We are not called to be Christians who merely get fed, who hoard God's word and God's grace and God's love for ourselves and never, ever, ever go out and share it. We are not called to be a church that reflects our community and our culture. We are called to be a church that goes out into the community and culture and reflects Christ. Ready or not, the time has come. We must be the church that reflects Christ. Because if we're the church that reflects ourselves, that's not the church. The church is the body of Christ. Not the body of this world, not the body of myself, not the body of yourself, the body of Christ. Ready or not, the time has come to begin gathering people into the reception hall of God's kingdom. And I pray that this epiphany, this divine revelation that the time has come, and that Jesus Christ is for all the world, not just for us, I pray that that awakens in you, and that you answer in the affirmative, "Yes, Lord, I am ready." Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, I just thank you and praise you for this challenging message. I thank you for continually challenging us. I know that we as a people, Lord, myself included, we don't like to be challenged. We don't want people rocking our world and shaking up our status quo. We don't want people telling us we need to do it differently than we've always done it. But yet you've called us, Lord, into your way of doing things. Ready or not, Lord, shake us at our core. Wake us up and fill us with the fire once again to spread your love and your grace throughout all the world. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into part two of this message. Again, this is a multi-part series. It's going to last all the way through the season after Epiphany, leading up to Lent, and then we'll start a Lenten series. But in the meantime, this is a series that's really challenging us to recognize the meaning and the reason of Jesus Christ coming into the world, the divine revelation that was given starting with the Magi and the revelation that keeps being given to us today. Jesus Christ is not for a select group of people. Jesus Christ is for the world. And we are called to go into that world. So I hope you'll continue to tune in and hear this series. I would like to also invite you to check out Life-Giving Water Devotions, which can be found on Life-Giving Water Devo, D-E-V as in victory, O as in orange, .org. That's my biweekly devotion. And that comes out twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays, and it is completely free to you, so I hope you will make use of it. Also, I want you to check out the Party on Johncast as well. Now, the Party on Johncast we're actually going to be recording an episode this week, and that will be released in February, and it's really exciting. We have a special guest coming on, a musician, a super talented musician, and I hope you'll check that out. Also, you can obviously tune into our podcasts at the Life-Giving Water Message, Life-Giving Water MSG. .org. And there you can pick up our podcasts as well as on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. So with that, my friends, I just want to thank you for tuning in. And I want to remind you that you are blessed richly so that you may be a blessing to others. Go in peace.